Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we're featuring a postcard profile. This 1994 Misericordia alumnus is currently with us today, talking about his experiences with Misericordia, as well as maybe some professional eating contests. We may get into that. But ladies and gentlemen, and alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Russ Keeler to the show. Russ, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be back here on the campus. So much always going on here, no matter when I come up here. Everything, always a buzz up here.
There's always something happening.
Always.
Now, Russ, I kind of gave it away a little bit, but we're not going to talk about the professional eating just yet. But, you know, you always say you're very active on campus. But before we talk about that, let's talk about what's happening. You know, 25 years anniversary?
Yep. Yeah, just 25 years.
25 years, so... Talk to me about, you know, what have you been up to post-Misericordia or college Misericordia back then?
It was college Misericordia. You know, came here, you know, gym was a hole in the ground. You know, the library was just the second floor. So things have changed. I have changed. I've been all over the place. I've done everything. I've kind of, you know, I got married my wife. She's alumni from Misericordia also. Had, you know, two great daughters. They're both in college. And done a plethora of different things from, you know, volunteering here, there. I've gravitated right now mainly with, you know, American Cancer Society is where I'm really volunteering right now most of my time. But I will probably pretty much help a lot of things. If you ask and I have the time, I'm pretty much there to help you.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I know for a fact you love to help out with is Alumni Pie. And you have coined the phrase, two hands...
Two slices. I don't understand. You're gonna come get some pizza. You have to debate. Should I take one or two slices? You take two slices. Two hands, two slices. It's under debate. It's easy math.
It's certainly. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, Alumni Pie, it happens in the fall semester as well as the spring semester. Happens the last week during full final week of classes. And students come to our Bank Student Life Center. Our Alumni Association helps us out with some of the slices being handed out and kind of being distributed as well as our drinks. But then our student philanthropy group, Students Today Alumni Forever, also is helping Dr. Boatsman and Dr. David Ream going around and delivering pies to students on campus. Now, Russ, I know that is a big event that you and I both love to volunteer and help out with. But talk to me, you know, as far as being a Misericordia alumnus that is volunteering your time at Misericordia, you know, let me just ask the simple question. Why do you do it?
Well, why do I do it? Well, one, because I was asked. I'll tell you, be honest, I left here. I was briefly back on the campus here and there for different things. And I had met some people who knew some people who worked here and got me involved and said, you know, you'd be good to do this. And it was like one little thing to be a class, I know what they called it. Like I just post some stuff on my Facebook and a media agent is what they call it.
Yeah, social class agent.
And that's what I got involved with. The next thing I know, you're like, hey, come to PIE. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And that was fun. And the next thing I know, I'm getting a phone call and then, hey, you'd be great for the alumni board. I'm like, wow. So now I'm on the alumni board, and I've done some the 50 nights to graduation, and that's where I realized how much I truly missed being here, just talking to the kids leaving here and talking about my experience 25 years ago. And they're like, what? This is what? No, that can't be. No, that's what it was. You know, it was a great school then. It's a great school now. There's just this difference, you know, and the difference moving forward is great. You know, it was on the map then. It's definitely on the map now, and it's just a great environment here, and things are always happening here. You know, we get the new science center. I said the big thing when I was here, we got the gym. It was like, we got a gym. It wasn't in the basement. That was big for us. So, you know, every time you turn around here, there's something big going on, and it's always for the better, and you know, no one can complain about that.
Absolutely. And you talk about 50 nights the commencement, but you're also doing a bunch of other things. You approached me during an alumni board meeting and you wanted to talk as being a part of our philanthropy speaker series. Is that kind of the same relevance as, you know, you want to talk to the students, or is it just more so you want to talk about your story about how Misericordia has impacted you?
I think it could be both. I think a lot of my volunteers that I do now, volunteering now, came from here. I don't know, would I be doing it? Maybe. Would I be doing it to the extent I do it? Maybe. I don't know. But I think coming here and getting involved with campus ministry was the big thing. That's where I got involved. Mm-hmm. I did the Bronx Experience. I don't even know if that's here. We did. I know the clown ministry is no longer here. We have debates on that all the time here that didn't exist, but it really did. Ask Sister Jean. She'll tell you. But I think a lot of what I do now is came brought right here when I started here. I came here. I transferred into here. And people were like, oh, you're going to get sucked up in this, sucked up in that. I said, only if I want to. But it didn't take long. And I was like, boom. I was involved in everything. And I think that's the one thing. No one's left alone here. They kind of find something for you to do and do well. And it doesn't matter what it is. They will help you find what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to me. I wanted to do something. And it was like, okay, we're going to go into the Bronx and we're going to paint and help kids and have a good time. And that's how I pretty much came. And I was like, wow, mm-hmm. this was nuts. And after that, like, that was probably my junior bit. But from there, from my junior till I graduated, I was wanted to do so much more. And that's what I did. And I think when I left here, it kind of stopped a little bit. And then I got back into it. And, you know, if I have the time, I'm helping everybody.
Now, talking about helping everybody, campus ministry is a big affinity for you on campus at Misericordia. But you also help out, and I never knew it until I actually attended one, but Relay for Life at Misericordia. You certainly are a big advocate yourself. Currently wearing a polo yourself right now for Relay for Life. But
that's all I own. Sorry, that's all I own. That's all my shirts, really.
But, you know, talk to me about... more so Misericordia related, but I'm sure you've done multiple amazing things with the American Cancer Society. But talk specifically about Misericordia's Relay for Life.
Their Relay for Life, I will tell you, I've been to every single one that they started, and I don't even know where they're at now. I think 7-8 years, but I know the very first year they wanted to have it over. It wasn't even the football field yet. I think they're playing lacrosse on it, and it was back mm-hmm. there, and it was going to rain. And like, oh, what are we going to do? So they moved it inside. There was probably, I say 30 people. I don't even think there was that many. But every year since then, it's grown and grown. And, you know, the students who run it are phenomenal. They do a great job every year, you know, and raising $40,000+, you know, when a lot of other things are going on, especially in a college environment, when you're paying for school and doing this and doing that, and you have 1,000 different things going on. And they're raising that kind of money and awareness, and just the sheer magnitude of when you come in going, wow, look at that. And, you know, that's just exciting to watch it. And they have, you know, the students have just they have a different perspective than adults that would do Relay for Life. So I love coming to see them and see what their take is on it. And I try to tell people, like, this is what they're doing. But you can't do it. Yeah, you can do it. They're having a good time with it.
Now, so, we've seen Russ in a tutu before myself. So it's, you know, it gets unusual at 3 a.m. in the morning when it comes to fundraising for cancer. But at the same time, I think it's very beneficial for the students.
It is. We all, you know, you just have to do what you have to do. And like my philosophy when it comes to pretty much anything, when it comes to fundraising, I don't care what you're fundraising for, is, you know, let people know what you're doing, raise some money, and have a good time doing it. If you've done those three things, it's a good day. You raise a dollar, you raise $10,000. It's more than you had when the event started. And that's just my philosophy on anything you're going to fundraise for.
Philosophy on Relay for Life, philosophy with Misericordia, philosophy with everything.
That's it. We have a campaign here. You know, what do we have when the campaign started? The zero.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we have when it's over, it's more than we had. I know there's goals. I love goals. I sit there and want goals. When I don't make them, it's like, no, we missed the goals. But then you have to look at the bigger picture. But we raise money. How many people are we going to help with that money? That's the end of the day.
So, Russ, I know one simple question I always ask for our Misericordia alumni. How has Misericordia shaped you into getting to where you are today? How has Misericordia shaped you into getting to where you are today?
That's a good question.
Quite the curveball, huh? It is.
I think, you know, coming here and getting a different... you know, look at I came from a community college, so you're just getting basic what you're majoring in. So I was an accounting major when I went to Luzerne County Community College. So that's what I did. I came here as a different major, but I came in more somewhere in my sophomore year. And so I came in and they had me come in with the freshmen. And so I got to learn that, but it was different, well-rounded. Like I had, took religion courses, you took ethics courses. So I got a little bit more. So you had a different perspective on different majors. So I got to sit in I had to take a different ethics class. I took medical ethics. So I sat with physical therapy majors and nursing majors. So I got to kind of sit and see what they were doing and learning and kind of had debates. And that was one of the fun things about it. There was no wrong answers. They would argue from a medical standpoint. I would argue from a business standpoint, but it was fun. And then you can take that and still know that even in the real world, everybody has an opinion. So that's the big thing. You have an opinion, you have to respect the opinion. My opinion, not necessarily the right opinion. Your opinion may not be the right, but it's an opinion, and that's all it is. At the end of the day, who's right, who's wrong? Nobody. It's how it is. So I think just having that, and you come here, you come to college, it's a bigger college, and pretty much they come from different states, different countries. I was in class with kids from Guyana. So there's a whole different background of things. So you have to be more tolerant, what do they do and what can I say or shouldn't say? Leaving here, you kind of go out in the real world and you're going to deal with those same kind of people. You don't know who is from where or what their background is. So just tolerance, acceptance, and you may not agree, but they may not agree with you either. So at the end of the day, you just work through it and be friends and get along. It's the way I like to live everything.
Absolutely. And to my understanding, when it comes to service trips at Misericordia, I'm sure you're very familiar with some of the places that students have been to, whether it's Guyana or Jamaica, another place, D.C., Habitat for Humanity. It's always that open mind and open heart of having an opinion. Yeah, some people can have a different opinion more than you can, but you also just have to respect that opinion, although you may not agree or even disagree with that individual.
That's true. I did two years. Mine was the Bronx experience. I loved it. My first year, I had never been away from home for more than a couple of days. So going to the Bronx, New York, and you get out of this van and you're going, wow. And then you get in there going, this is going to be rough. But then you get in there and you start working and painting and seeing the kids and going to church and seeing the parishioners of the parish and just meeting them, you're like, well, it's not all bad. It just looks bad. But, you can't judge that neighborhood by a couple of bad apples. The parish ruin was amazing. So that's the same thing. You just got to be accepted. And they accepted us. We accepted them. There wasn't much, they were pretty much, it was a Puerto Rican neighborhood. They didn't speak a lot of English. They didn't understand a lot of English. So, but we got through 8 days and were able to coexist and have a great time. We helped them and, we probably learned a lot from them too, just being in their environment and saying, just because you're here doesn't mean it's bad. They're in a bad situation, but they're doing the best they can to help their kids and move out of that neighborhood and make a better life for themselves. So that is one of the things that I remember the best from that.
Absolutely. Russ, any final thoughts or words to share with our alumni at Misericordia?
No. I think I got a lot of it out there.
Well, make sure when this podcast comes out, we'll probably be missing Alumni Pie. But if you do want a chance to meet Russ Keeler, I am 100% sure he's either going to be volunteering for 50 Nights in the Spring or as well as Alumni Pie if his schedule allows it. So if you want two hands, two slices, make sure you make it there. So Russ, thank you so much for having us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.